Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday. All sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
Apple Card is the perfect credit card for every purchase. It has cashback rewards unlike others. You earn unlimited daily cashback on every purchase, receive it daily, and can grow it at 4.15% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone and start earning and growing your daily cash with savings today. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings is available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility requirements. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Today's show is brought to you by the Seinfeld Collection. Are you tired of falling short every time you try to dress like Jerry Seinfeld? Well, fall short no more. Thanks to the Seinfeld Collection, every month a box arrives at your doorstep containing clothes and items that help you look as much like Jerry Seinfeld during the mid-90s run of the sitcom. You won't believe it. Use offer code MEETMYSEINFELDFRIEND to get an additional Mets cap with each order. The Seinfeld Collection. Your wardrobe won't suffer from shrinkage with these clothes. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, that where each episode of this show is an episode of Friends, and we go through each and every one, and it's a chance to talk about Friends. And so let's go, and it ended early. See, I'm not used to that. The theme's been going so long, and now suddenly it's ending early. Well, it ended early. That's okay. Hey, my name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, and we have an exciting show for you tonight. We have a special guest who I will introduce in a minute, and we're going to talk all about episode 7 of season 4, the one where Chandler crosses the line. Now, this episode was written by Adam Chase and was directed by Kevin S. Bright, one of the creators of the show, and it aired on November 13th, 1997. And let me say what this episode's about, then I'll bring my guest on the show. Chandler becomes further frustrated when he accidentally sees Kathy, who's Joey's girlfriend and he is in love with. He sees her coming out of the shower. Joey is late for a date with Kathy because he's on a date with someone else. And then Chandler and Kathy spend time alone together, and then they kiss. Chandler feels so guilty that he refurnishes the entire apartment. Kathy breaks up with Joey, and Joey suspects there's another man in the picture, and Chandler admits it's him, which causes a huge rift between him and Joey. But then Ross rediscovers his musical sound, but he isn't nearly as good as he and Phoebe seem to believe. Phoebe actually doesn't want to perform because she feels dwarfed by Ross's musical gift, and it's not much of a gift. But let me bring my guest to the show. This, I said I would bring people who performed on Friends and acted on Friends, and this is an actor from Friends, and his name is Ansel Christopherson, is that correct?
Thank you, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on, Ansel. It's exciting to have you on Meet My Friends, the Friends. You're the first, I believe, the first person who was actually on Friends who has been on the show.
It's an honor. Thank you for hitting me up. You found me through the website, AnselChristopherson.com.
Yes. Now, tell me about your appearing on Friends. What episodes were you on, and what did you do, and what was it like?
So I was on an episode, season 9, the one with the boob job, and that was such an experience. Because, you know, I've been on tons of sets, and that was actually kind of like later in my career as far as just kind of doing bit parts on, you know, various sitcoms. I'm talking Malcolm and Eddie, talking Zoe Duncan, Jack and Jane, Sister Sister, etc. Mm-hmm. Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place, Reba, Nikki, Grace Under Fire.
Sure.
Caroline in the City.
Okay.
Mad About You, Seventh Heaven.
And when you're wrong, I mean, are there more? I'm sorry.
There's plenty more, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, you seem right. like it.
Yeah.
So when you're on these shows, you appear as, what is it? Are you, what so, role?
Malcolm and Eddie, I actually appear. I was sort of, you know how the show Friends has the gay guy behind the counter.
I mean, well, I don't know if he's ever, I don't think he's declared as
the so gay guy. So I played the gay guy on Malcolm and Eddie, who worked at the 50-50 Club.
And what was that?
So, well, it's the bar that they worked at. And in the episode where they had to deliver the baby, I was actually sort of like, you know, rushing in with the water and stuff. That was one of my bigger moments on that show.
Okay.
And that was, what was that one called? Take My Midwife or something.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a funny pun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's your Malcolm and Eddie appearance.
With Malcolm Jamal Warner, Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Now, I would like to keep it more on point with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
What,
Karen Melina Wright was, I think, the love interest on Malcolm and Eddie.
Okay.
Christopher Daniel Barnes, Ron Pearson. And then George Weiner getting to work under, you know, his the legacy that that man brought to that show.
Sure.
You know, every sitcom, you know, they always cast one old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was George's role. He was sort of like the set dad at Malcolm and Eddie.
Okay.
Like it was a learning tree.
He set the tone
under.
On,
yeah.
Well, let me just say, I got to just read an ad copy here. Today's show is brought to you by the Seinfeld Collection. Tired of trying to look like Jerry Seinfeld circa 1997? Can't find those puffy white sneakers or weird jeans that bubble out at the cuffs? Well, that's where the Seinfeld Collection comes in. We will do our best to dress you like the one and only Jerry Seinfeld, from the slightly too large blue button-down shirts to the slightly too obvious wristwatch.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
What? Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Make room in your closet, because Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Monday, find deals on top of deals. Styles you crave, basics you need. Now on sale for even less at Nordstrom Rack. Take an extra 25% off Red Tag clearance throughout the store, including styles from Adidas, Joe's, Steve Madden, and more. Only through Monday. All sales final. The best stuff goes fast. So shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today and save big.
We will do our best to dress you like the one and only Jerry Seinfeld, from the slightly too large button-down shirts, to the slightly too obvious wristwatch, to the slightly too large blue jeans. Every month a new box arrives containing articles of clothing that could have been taken right off the bod of Jer himself. The look you've wanted your whole life is waiting for you. Finally, you will get to be the master of your own dominion with the Seinfeld Collection. That's actually probably a typo. It's probably supposed to be master of your own domain, which is the thing from the actual show, but that's so use the offer code Meet My Seinfeld Friend to get an additional Mets cap with each new order. The Seinfeld Collection. Your wardrobe won't suffer from shrinkage with these clothes.
That was the one that got away.
What's
Seinfeld.
That? You didn't get on it.
Never got on it. But, I'd hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just go on the lot. On the New York lot, you know, during those crowd scenes and stuff. And, you know, I'd just say, hey, you need me? And they'd say, nope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd, you know, show up the next day, hey, you need me? And they'd say, nope.
Sure. But you were there for it. They just, you didn't make the cut.
I mean, I got to see it. I guess I got to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Malcolm and Eddie, that was really where, you know, I'm playing a role. I'm delivering the water. I've got like breathe, breathe, breathe. I was kind of whispering it as she was giving birth.
So that was
Malcolm and Eddie. They're freaking out. Like I, you know, I have to be, you know, in the reality of the situation. Even if it's a broad comedy like this, you need to bring your own reality to it. And I was the one. Okay, this woman's giving birth. Somebody's got to be an adult here.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my role very seriously.
Sure, sure.
And I let them do the clowning.
Okay. No, well, I'm sure that was exciting on Malcolm and Eddie. You know, we're going to get you to hopefully stick around for another episode of this show, and we can, on the next one, maybe get you to talk a little more Friends.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's do some of the segments we do on the show, the Friends Firsts.
Friends First.
Okay. On this one, I guess it was a first to see some of the new furniture that Chandler got his hands on. Most of the furniture that he buys in this episode remains in the apartment until the end of the series. Chandler separates the Barca loungers in the one with Ross's denial. You like that one?
I love Chandler.
You do, yeah.
The Barca lounger.
Yeah. Joey breaks the second Barca lounger in the one where Rosita dies. The first one having broken earlier in the same episode. And then Monica busts open the foosball table in the last one.
I love my time on that show. That was some of the most fun I've had.
You had a good time on it?
Yeah.
Cool.
The Barca lounger.
Yeah. Friends, fun fact. Let's do a fun.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. No, I'm glad you're. Thanks. I'm glad you're having a good time going down memory lane with this. But let's do a fun Friends fact.
Another fun Friends fact.
Fun Friends fact on this one is the DVD of this episode is longer. The episode on DVD is longer, and it features an extra subplot in which Rachel starts trying to figure out eating out at restaurants alone.
What's crazy is on that '80s show, I had a subplot that they cut out. And it didn't actually make the DVD. I had a little bit of a hinted upon romance with Tinsley Grimes, who back in the day was a real piece.
Sure.
And it was, it got cut. I told people, this is coming. Hey, turn on Fox. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. And it broke my heart to see they cut it. Yeah.
No, that's hard. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode. Bronk.
This is Chandler says to Joey, I think it's just time for you to settle down, you know, make a choice, pick a lane.
Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler. And then Joey says, who's Elaine? Which is the Elaine.
Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
It's not. So let's rate the Friends on. Well, let me say this episode. I give this episode. This is a good episode. I give this one 8 out of 10. And to rate the Friends, let's rate the Friends. Again, not Rafe LaFriends, the Denver Nuggets forward. It is not that.
Rate the Friends.
Okay. I thought that had more to it than it did.
Is that you?
Ross, Phoebe, Chandler, Rachel, Monica, and Joey. That's rating the Friends? Yes, that was me, Ansel. So thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. We will be back with another episode, and we ask you to stay tuned. And thanks for listening, and Meet My Friends of Friends will be back very soon. And thanks to our guest, Ansel Christofferson.
Ansel, out. This was real fun.
Yeah.
Why don't I take some of these seltzers with me?
Some of the what?
Some of the seltzers with me.
You can have a seltzer, sure.
Well, I got a long day ahead of me. I'm going up to Central in Burbank.
Okay, yeah. Take what you want, Ansel.